All right, I'd like to start the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. And the first thing on our agenda is the roll call.
Director Austin?
Here.
Director Varney?
Here.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Here.
Vice President Gibson?
Here.
And President Bia?
Here. The next thing on our agenda is the flag salute. Since we have such a full house today, this evening, I'd like to remind everybody to please be courteous and respectful to each other, and especially to the board members up here, and please try not to have any cross-talking, because that really makes it difficult to hear up here, and I can't really understand the comments that are being said by whoever's up here when you do a lot of cross-talking. So thank you. Next, we have the agenda review, so I'll have you look at your agenda review, and then I'll have someone motion to approve the agenda review.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Varney?
Yes.
President Bia?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
Next, we have public comment for matters not on the agenda. Again, it's public comment for matters not on the agenda. This public comment period provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on matters of interest within the jurisdiction of the district that are not listed on the agenda. If a member of the public wishes to speak at this time, public comment is limited, and I'm going to take my discretion as a president and limit this to 2 minutes because of all the slips I have here and all the items that I have on closed session. I don't want to be here till 12 o'clock at night, so.
Excuse me, without seeing the agenda, I don't know if my comment is something.
Where it's at? If you wish to speak on something, well, you can borrow an agenda.
Anybody have an agenda?
I have it right here. You can share it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.
So, I do have one that I know for sure is for public comment for items not on the agenda, and that is Ann Dunbar.
Hello, my name is Ann Dunbar, and I'm from Halcyon.
Hi, neighbors.
I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the efforts that you are making to contribute to the well-being of all these people. Considering all the divergent opinions and all the emotion involved, I just really couldn't honor you more, and I'm very grateful. Thank you very much. I'm also grateful to all of you for taking part in a community effort as painful as it is. Thank you very much from my heart. Thank you.
Thank you. So do we have any further comments or public comment for items not on the agenda?
That's all.
Okay, I have a letter here from longtime residents, Bill and Peggy Simpson, that I was asked to read. They're unable to attend. There's some illness there. It says, my husband and I are Oceano residents and lifelong Central Coast residents. We have always been interested in community affairs in Oceano and regularly watch the OCSD meetings. We are writing now to express our concerns about a recent turn of events taking place at the OCSD meetings. The meetings have deteriorated into an embarrassment for Oceano since the new board members took office. The last meeting of October 11th, 2023, when Mr. Varney repeatedly took aim at the legal counsel and the meeting had to be stopped, was the last straw for us. This is why we feel compelled to write and express our concerns about what is happening. We have watched Mr. Varney try to take control of every aspect of the district. We have witnessed We have witnessed his constant harassment of the general manager during board meetings. We would like to express our thanks for the professional way Mr. Clemens performs his job and handles the constant pressures heaped upon him by Mr. Varney. We see now there is a performance review of the manager on the agenda again. We would like to express our support for General Manager Clemens and ask that he be allowed to do the job he was hired to do without interference. He has brought much improvement to our water services, and we have the faith in his abilities to continue keeping Oceana moving forward with improvements to our water and sewer. Thank you for your time, Bill and Peggy Simpson.
Thank you. Carrie, are you keeping time for 2 minutes?
Yeah, there's 12 seconds.
Okay, so that if you want to comment on something with the manager performance, it is on the agenda. So.
Okay, I think it was more.
Okay, so you thought it was general. Okay, so do we have any further comments for public comment for items not on the agenda?
Good evening. I'm Joe Shacker, a resident of Oceano. I just want to take this opportunity to remind everyone here, if you haven't seen it, but our newest supervisor, Jimmy Paulding, is pushing very hard to do away with Prop 13. That was created in 1979 to help people with minimum income, middle income, and the poorest. This is going to affect most of us here in Oceano. We've got to be aware of what Jimmy Paulding is doing in our county. Just keep track of what he's doing, and you will tie it in with the other gentleman here that is working in cahoots with him. Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like I have no clapping. Thank you.
Tell them what they do is this.
Bonnie Ernst, and I did do a speaker slip for this one. I have three quick things. Attending a couple meetings, I think I spoke about this a couple months ago, that I would hope that you could separate the outside committee reports from just general comments from the directors, and we could keep the committees, just the committees at the top, and put the, you know, general comments about this, that, and the other thing, and I'm sure they're important, but put them at the end of the meeting or in the middle or somewhere else. So I wish that could just be adopted. The other thing is I wish you'd get a timer that we could see. It'd just be easier. We'd have a better idea. Oh, okay. Never knew that was there. Okay. And the last thing is I wondered if we've ever reviewed how the trash vouchers are working, because I've seen the ads in the paper, and it goes for every other community in this except Oceano. So I've just wondered how that's been working. It's been like 5 or 6 years, I think. Is there more trash out and about? Are the people using it? Are there like 10 people using it and absolutely nobody else? I would just wonder if we could have maybe a review of that sometime. That's all. Thank you. And I really like what the First Lady said.
All right. Looks like we have Lucia Castellanovo.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my suggestion and the board members who helped in getting this hearing system that you see me wearing. So now I'm having my hearing aids, the system, my glasses in. I feel like a Christmas tree. Thank you. They help. But let me give you some feedback on how it works. So I'm letting everybody know, if you can't hear like me, these are available for you, okay? And I also want to express a support for the Parks and Recreation Committee. I think it is a very, it is a small amount of money compared to what it can do. And the first thing it's going to do, it's going to have a Dia de los Muertos, which we know really does great for our community. Thank you for allowing that to be. And then another thing is that a few months ago, I found this paper in your agenda. And it was so good that I ripped off the agenda. I don't know who put it in there. But they are guidelines for right speech. Somebody put it in there. Some of you, maybe staff, maybe. And it says, guidelines for right speech. Is it true? Is it beneficial? Is it said with kindness? Is it the right time to say it? I know there are very hard guidelines, especially when we get involved in very passionate and controversial issues. However, let us keep them in mind. You know, deceit, insults, fake news, undermining your board members or spreading rumors about them, demonizing somebody, those belong to the politics. I know they do. And I don't know if you can get rid of them.
Thank you
so very much.
I don't have any more slips, but does anybody else have public comment for items not on the agenda?
Good evening, Rick London. I did submit a slip, and I think I would like to either hand out my comment to you all. It's going to take 3 minutes, and it's prepared. I was here 2 weeks ago with prepared comments. The meeting went on until 9:45, and we never got to the agenda item. So if I can have 3 minutes, I'll have what I have to say. Otherwise, I'll just hand it to you all.
Did you have a comment from before? Is that what you're saying?
No, that comment was for 2 weeks ago. I have a comment for tonight, a public comment.
I can't let you have an extra minute, and then it wouldn't be fair to those other individuals.
Then I'll just hand it to you all. No, I was here last meeting till 9:45, and the agenda was not, you adjourned, you went into closed session, there were many recesses, and I never had the opportunity to speak.
So
I prepared something that's more than 2 minutes based on what the agenda had said for tonight, and...
Okay, please, no outside comments. Because you prepared it and you waited so long, I think it's fair. If someone doesn't think it's fair, I do. Because he took the time to prepare it and he waited.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. Rick London, Guardian in Chief of the Temple of the People. Some of us may be noticing that our planet is increasingly losing its patience with a humanity that refuses to get along. On that note, may the hostility, harassment, and public berating of each other during meetings and on social media cease at once, and may we all commit ourselves to honoring the Brown Act and the rules of civility and decorum. It is my understanding that the primary reason for OCSD's existence is to provide residents and businesses located in Oceano and Halcyon with fire protection, sewer and water services, and street lining. In that regard, I've come to trust the district manager over the years and will be relying on his expertise over the next several years to complete the full consolidation of the Halcyon water system with OCSD. However, after attending the last OCSD meeting in person, it has become abundantly clear that our OCSD is struggling to function in the best interest of Halcyon. I fear that OCSD is divided against itself and may not be standing for long. Perhaps the elephant in the room is why? Why are directors serving? Why don't more people who live in Oceano regularly attend these meetings? And why do people who don't even live in Oceano rarely miss a meeting? At the very least, staff are here making their living. I would hope directors are here as caring public servants and attendees are here looking out for the best interests of their neighborhoods, not to rip OCSD to pieces. Or maybe ripping OCSD to pieces is the underlying intent for some of us participating in this embarrassing display of unruliness. There is something recklessly disruptive within this body, and I would suggest that in some cases it has to do with veiled and conflicting motives. Are your motives in the best interest, convenience, and necessity of our beloved Oceano community, or is it your focus on what's in it for me? I would imagine it varies by individual and by degree. Why would somebody embezzle? Why would somebody want to turn Oceano into a highbrow resort town? From the lowest paid person to the most well-off person, many of us never seem to have enough, appear satisfied, or even notice the blessings provided by Mother Nature. For me, Oceano, and especially Halcyon, are very sacred places. The sacredness of Mother Nature would appear to be of greater value to me than to the inclination for progress and its insatiable appetite for urbanization. Nevertheless, may we together cordially find our way into the future. Thank you.
No clapping. Excuse me. No clapping. Please refrain from clapping. Any further public comment for items not on the agenda? Being none.
Hi, my name is Kelly Myrick, and I am six generations living in Oceano, and I just want to thank Linda Austin and Shirley Gibson for trying and fighting to keep Oceano as it was when our great-grandparents were alive here.
No gestures, please.
They were all friendly. My name is Kerry Langford. I think I've been here about 38 years. And what I would like to do is I'd like to thank you, President Vila, for your fortitude and your direction at the last meeting. It was very unpleasant, and it was very unprofessional, and you handled it great. And I just want to publicly thank you. And I'm sure tonight you're going to be really tested. I would like to also, I saw this today as I was out shopping, and I'd like to be able to put it up in front there as just a reminder to everybody where the hostilities and the ill tempers fly. What this represents more is that this is seasonal. It's a season of family. It's a season of gathering. It's a season of getting together and coming together as a community, and not just to take and have a meeting where we can have ill feelings and ill manners being shown off. And if you don't mind, please don't
mind the tag. I can get the darn thing on. Thank you. Any further public comment?
Hello, my name is Gina, but as one of our board members here would say, one of the know-nothings, as all of you are, of Oceano. I just want to thank Linda and Shirley and the other people in this board for all the great work that you've done. I don't know if anybody is aware, but Linda Austin had gotten some flack for being on so many different boards and being president. So she actually stepped down for Eileen to be able to strive in this position and do a great job. And I'm just hoping that you stand up to that for our community and stand up to some of the people that are on your board that I feel like pressure you too much and sway you in the wrong way. I really hope that you are for our community and that you do listen to the people and not just a select few that I know strong arm you, which you told me. He's just a man. That's just what men do. Well, that's not acceptable for me. You're here for the people. Thank you.
Any further public comment? Being none, we'll move on to special presentations and reports. We have staff reports. We have Sheriff South Station Commander Keith Scott. I don't see him present, so then we'll go to FCFA Operations. Chief Steve Lieberman, I don't see him either here present, and someone we can always rely on, Operations Utility System Manager, Tony Maraschino.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maraschino, Utility Systems Manager. So Lopez is currently at 95.4% full, which is 47,132 acre feet. We are continuing to do weekly and monthly samples. We had 16 work orders, 11 USAs, 12 customer service calls. We had 3 after-hours call-outs. The first one was on the 23rd Street. It was for a line break on the customer side, so the on-call operator responded, turned it off so they can make repairs. The second call-out was for 4th Street. There was a sewer lateral was backed up. Once we responded, we had no access to access their laterals, so we informed the property owner that they had to get a plumber to free the blockage, wherever that may be. And the last call-out was for an after-hours unlock. So we're continually focusing on valve turning to get that preventive maintenance complete. We're still replaced a few meters, still picking up trash. As we get notified, we had door hangers, we had lock-offs and turn-ons after they were paid. We had a sidewalk for charging stations for EVs. The sidewalk was here at the parking lot behind the building right here. The first 4 parking spots are going to be possibly EV stations here soon, and the other 2 are going to be at the yard. So hopefully we could get a complete electric vehicle to help out with our fleet, meter reads, whatnot like that, because we are still driving a 94 Ford in our fleet. All right, we had a new service installed on Honolulu, and we placed out 7 trash cans throughout the community. It's a multi-use recycling trash, if you haven't noticed, on Pier and a few other locations on Highway 1, but they're out there now. We also had a broken service line on Honolulu also. It was a saddle that had broke, so we had to replace that saddle and get that service up and running. We still have to slurry and pave here in the near future. And we rotted and camered all the hotspot laterals in Oceano that we are aware of and we are responsible for. Any questions? Thank you.
Okay, next we have on our agenda OCSD General Manager Will Clemens.
Thank you. So just a reminder, this Sunday, October 29th, here at the district offices, there's going to be a repair cafe. So that's where the community can get free help fixing household appliances, outdoor gear and apparel, phones, laptops, bikes, clothing, knife sharpening, and more. So that'll be from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. here at the offices this Sunday. And as I look back over a career in public service spanning over 24 years, I'm extremely proud of the work I've done for the citizens of San Luis Obispo County. I've led teams that have financed well over $1 billion in public infrastructure that will serve residents of this county for decades to come. The list includes the Nacimiento Water Pipeline, the Los Osos Wastewater Project, Lopez Lake Dam Seismic Remediation Project, Lopez Lake Water Treatment Plant, Willow Road, Vineyard Drive Interchange Projects, to name just a few. When I came to Oceano 4 years ago, I made a promise that I would bring more value to the community than I took from it. I can say unequivocally that I've done that. In less than 4 years, Oceano is now set to receive nearly $7 million in grant funding for community infrastructure. In addition, we've implemented cost-saving measures totaling $370,000. In addition to these historic financial benefits, we've also secured water storage rights in Lopez Lake to make our water supply even more reliable, arguably the best in this county on a per-person basis. And this was all accomplished while also guiding the district through the unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic. However, regrettably, the recent change in direction of this board has made my continued successful management of the district untenable. The district bylaws have been watered down to allow a board minority to control the agenda. At a time when revenues are insufficient to pay for vital fire services, this board has voted to spend money on other services that are clearly unsustainable. The baseless accusations against myself and other staff are disingenuous and have created distractions from providing the vital public services and infrastructure this community needs and deserves. The dysfunction of this board came to a head at our last meeting of October 11th and culminated with the resignation of the legal firm representing our district. It's clear that I'm not the person to lead this district in the direction that this board now desires to go, especially since this new board direction lacks clarity. Therefore, it's with mixed emotions that I've finally decided to call it a career and retire from public service. And retire from public service after 24 productive years. I'm going to stay on until a smooth transition can be made to an interim or permanent general manager to keep the positive momentum going by implementing the remaining infrastructure projects that are teed up for success. I want to thank all those who have supported me throughout my career, to my mentors at the county, to the OCSD board members who hired me, to the wonderful staff at OCSD, to the public that has come out to support me, but most importantly, to my beautiful wife and daughters who have had to share me with the citizens of San Luis Obispo County through many overtime hours and late night public meetings over the years. I wish you all the best. Thank you. That's. The end of my report.
Walk out.
Thank you.
Oh.
Please. Quiet. Can I have public comment? I'm calling for public comment for this report.
So is this the time where the people were here? Will we still have the?
Excuse me.
You asked for public comment, but I want to ask you a question first, if I can. You said public comment on his report?
On all the reports.
We get to public comment after the director
gets
there.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I think all these people are here for the evaluation report, so then they can give their reports about Mr. Clemens after these reports then. Their public comment. Just wanted to clarify that if you're here to speak on Mr. Clemens' job performance, then you can do it after the reports are done.
Yes, you could do it after the reports are done or at the review of his performance, whenever you would like. So then we will proceed to my report. I have none. Vice President Gibson?
Nothing to report.
Director Austin?
Nothing.
Director Joyce Sennison?
The Parks and Recreation will be having their Day of the Dead November 5th, and it is a combination of several groups that have come together to do this. The
Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity, as well as the Lucia Mar School District, as well as the County Parks Service, mm-hmm. County Parks Service.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Director Rooney?
I'll second the invitation to the Dia de los Muertos celebration, community celebration, the first one I think that has happened community-wide in Oceano. That'll be on November 5th. The Oceano Parks and Recreation Committee will be meeting on November 7th at 1:00 in the Community Center. Our main agenda topics will be discussing the potential construction of a walking and jogging track at Oceano Elementary School in collaboration with the school district and Habitat for Humanity. And also doing a review of the Dia de los Muertos event.
Wow. 2 minutes.
Okay, so now I will open it up to public comment.
Excuse me, can I ask a question on parks?
Sure.
Yeah, I was just curious if you could share with the public what events are taking place at the Day of the Dead event. Sorry. Can you share what events, what activities are taking place at the Day of the Dead event?
Events that are taking place?
No, the activities.
The activities consist of a potluck, a ofrenda for the community as well as for individuals, which is in a sense, creating a community altar in honor of people that have passed, loved ones that have passed. And there will be music and dancing and time for sharing in the large group.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? So then now we'll open it up to public comment for any of the reports, including our managers. Public comment.
Yes, I think that Mr.
Name?
Oh, Francis Anacleto. I think, Mr. Clemens, that you have done a great job, and I really am sad to hear what you just said. It is obvious that there's definitely some problems here. I don't know when the next election is going to be. But I think it's very unfortunate that certain people's own agenda, and I'd like to know how long some of these board members have been residents of Oceano, because I have a feeling it hasn't been very long. So I would hope that you would reconsider. Things are only going to get worse without you. Thank you.
No clapping.
Joe Shacker, Oceano resident. Thank you, Will. Do you realize the effort it takes to get a new district manager? Do you realize the advertising and the expenses you have to make? And but you probably already have a candidate you're going to push in there. That's what this is all about, isn't it? Will, the work you did was remarkable. I've been around for 3 decades watching different district managers. We had a few that weren't very good at all. But they ended up out of here, and it's because they weren't vetted properly. You didn't even need it to be vetted. You're squeaky clean. And what we have here is some stooges. Sorry about that. And you wonder who the puppet master is. I used to wonder it before I came here tonight. Now I know. It's obvious who the puppet master is and who the puppets are. You just proved it to us. That's a shame. Where do you see the effort you got to go through to get a district manager of his caliber? You know who's going to pay for that? All of us. All of us. Because of this, I've got so much I want to say. Do we have time to talk about the, quote, closed door that you're going to have to fire him? Is that going to be where I can come up?
That's on the agenda.
Okay.
It'll be discussed.
I've got so much more to say about these three stooges. Sorry.
No, please refrain from clapping.
My name's Rod Gibson. I'm Shirley Gibson's husband, Mr. Varney.
Please don't refer public comment just to like one director. Please try to state, you know, your comment without insulting one particular person.
Address the board.
The way he treated my wife after a meeting was terrible.
Rod.
You and I need to talk to each other.
You and I need to talk together.
Can I have silence? Can we please keep the topics to what's on the agenda, not personal issues, side issues. Any further public comment?
Well, yeah, I'm the emotional one that got kicked down for being emotional, but I thank you for everything that you've done for our community, and we're really going to miss you, and I'm sorry that a few people on this board are very fell people and not for the people of Oceano, and we all see it. I'm hoping there's a way that we can resolve this and get our board back on track. We know there's somebody that's in line for your job that's one of their friends that wants to take over, which will be a disaster for us. I hope Oceano residents are paying attention to what is happening to our town, because we are being taken down slowly and picked apart in order for, I believe, somebody higher to take over our town. They've already said they want us to be taken away to Grover City. They don't want us to be a little town anymore, and by that, they're doing it, and people are not paying attention. I mean, I thank all of you for being here tonight, but we need to spread the word, and we need to get out there and stand up for our town, especially against a select few that are a cancer in our town. You've already destroyed the other advisory council. People, go on YouTube and look up the old Oceano Advisory Council and see how these select few people function for our town. They're the same way now. They're destroying us. Thank you. No.
Please, I repeatedly told the public to refrain from clapping. Please do respect my request.
Karen White from Halcyon, former president and tenure member of this board. Okay, to me, this is the fourth manager that I've helped elect, I mean, choose, hire, whatever. He's been the best one. I hired him. And the problem that you people are going to have is finding a manager, finding an attorney firm. You've lost tonight, as of tonight, both your attorney firm and your manager. What people are telling you is they don't want to play with you. So obviously, if people don't want to play with you, you have a problem. So I think you need to resolve your problems and learn to follow the rules and regulations. And that goes for you, Charles. I'm sorry.
Hey, Will, you're going to be missed. And I hope maybe you might reverse your decision. I mean, basically, we've got some dog turds here that are running this thing here. And, I mean, it's like, you know, one thing about dog turds, they dry up and go away. So hopefully that's going to happen shortly. But I hope you the best, and I'd sure like to see you stay, because it's been a long time since we've had somebody that can run and do things right here. And that's what we're throwing away, because we got some greedy people. And, man, I hope that things can change. But, man, Oceano's gone through a lot of bad things, and we were finally starting to get up, and now we're going down. So I don't know what to say, but hopefully the turds will go away.
Any further public comment?
I would just like to know what pleasure you guys get out of doing this. My name's Pam Spicer. Why are you doing this to this man? Is there a purpose that you guys have in mind? Are you trying to take over our city like our government is trying to do? What are you doing? Why? Why is it you guys all of a sudden want this guy out? Is he doing a good job and you don't like it because you can't control him?
I'm saying it like it is. Answer me.
Please.
Why
your,
are you doing this?
Excuse me, please is direct your comments to the whole board.
Do you guys have something behind this board that we don't know about? Obviously you do. Obviously you do. You've got something on your agendas. You want to make money. And you know what? Our government, that's all they want anymore. They don't give a damn about us anymore. It's but what they can get out of them for themselves. That's all it is. It's all about you, not us, not the people you work for. What, you can't look at me in the eye?
Any further, please?
I'm sorry, I have to speak again. I think the public is being more unruly than the board.
Really? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You are more unruly than the board right now.
Lucia. Take a
seat. So I wish that we all would keep kind ourselves and not comment. The president asked many times not to comment, not to applaud, but nobody cares. So why are we accusing specific board members because they don't listen either? We are not listening. We need to give an example first.
Okay?
I'm going to have to stop the meeting. Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break. Please take a seat and be as quiet as possible.
Is it still public comment?
I believe that we were still doing public comment.
Okay. Hello, my name is Alicia Douglas. I came here with my two children. I am a lifelong resident of the Central Coast, and I just want to share a little bit about why I'm here and how I got here. But when I became a mother, I had to leave this town so that I could afford to be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool my children and dedicate myself to my husband's career. That was impossible for me to do here. It is impossible for young families to live on one income or even two. I have to live with my family. I'm very blessed and grateful, but not everyone has that blessing. And when I was in other states, I started to attend these community meetings with my children to show them and to empower myself that we, the citizens, have a right, and you all are here to serve the community, and it is up to us to speak for ourselves and make our voices known. And I, upon returning to Oceano, was shocked, honestly, to see such unprofessionalism and open collusion and hostility from the people that are supposed to be serving us. It makes me, I'm trembling, honestly, because I'm worried about the future of Oceano. I'm worried to speak up and show myself in these public meetings, and I don't think that that's right, and I'm very grateful for seeing that my community has their eyes open and that they're willing to speak their voices here today. So thank you all for your tough service position. I know it's not easy on anyone and everyone has their feelings, but I hope that you consider the voices of the people that are very upset.
Thank you. Any further public comment?
Hello, my name is Keelan Mahorder. I am 16 years old, and I thank you very much. I've heard a lot of good things about you. I've just seen I'm Gina's son, and I've seen a lot of stress going through the community, and my young community, like, we don't know much about this, so I'm luckily able to be here and kind of talk on it. I just wanted to see more reach towards the young people to see if we can somewhat do something for this, because I would love to have my beach the way it is. And, yeah, I just love the streets here, and I thank you all for telling stories and keeping us entertained. Thank you.
Any further public comment?
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I'm an Oceana resident and business owner. I'd like to thank General Manager Will Clemens for his outstanding job over the last 4 years, and I'm very saddened to hear that you're leaving us. It's also pretty shocking that our GM just resigned, and Madam President, you have nothing to say about that. I'd like to talk about some of Will's accomplishments while he's been in his position. He's represented Oceana's best interests with professionalism, talent, and knowledge, all with the respect of his peers, staff, and community members. He's generated millions of dollars in grant funding for new water lines while successfully managing those projects. He's negotiated with the county on funding fire and emergency medical services, negotiated for the sale of OCSD's surplus water, and kept a balanced budget with employee morale and productivity at an all-time high. On the other hand, since the last election and appointment of certain board members, our community service district is in crisis. Each meeting is more and more of a toxic nightmare to attend. Under Mr. Varney's so-called district majority, a.k.a. Varney's majority, we've seen an annexation attempt supported by Mr. Varney and Ms. Joyce Sennison, chaos and disruption from Mr. Varney's poor behavior at meetings and unprofessional demeanor, community upset and discontent with the Varney majority board members often not considering Oceana's best interests, legal counsel recently resigning after the last straw dealing with Varney's verbal abuse, the continuation of allowing certain public members at the back of the room to disrupt, bully, and behave in an unsuitable manner, and the reckless allocation of limited funds for a Parks and Rec program, which is the role of the county. It seems that the chaos of Mr. Varney's now unrecognized Oceana Advisory Council has found its way here at the OCSD, which has us all deeply concerned for our community. As the former Oceana Advisory Council vice chair put it, Charles, is it all of us or is it you? Thank you.
Any further public comment? Being none, we'll continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Due to the fact that these people are here tonight and the hour, I would like to ask if we could take the business items, put them off, and do the closed session public employment performance evaluation of the general manager, move it up to now, so then we can...
After the consent agenda?
Oh, okay, yeah, after the consent agenda.
Okay.
Okay, and then just do that so these
all
people
right, so
can...
All right, so that takes us to the consent agenda, and we have review of the minutes for regular meeting held on October 11th, and the review of cash disbursements. If we could review that and have someone motion to approve, or if we would like to discuss any items.
I have no discussion. Go ahead and do public comment.
So we'll have someone move to approve.
Public comment.
Can I give public comment on the minutes?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm Julie Tacker. And with regard to the legal counsel's report of Wednesday, October 11th, your counsel provided your board with a copy of the district attorney's letter to Pismo Beach and a top 10 list of Brown Act violations. I'd like to see that those be added somehow onto your website or attached to these minutes. That was my only comment.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other public comment for the consent items? Being none, I'll have someone move to...
I'll make a motion. We approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second. Director Austin?
Yes.
Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And President Villa?
Yes. So that'll take us to our business items, and what I would like to do now is move to the closed session. And that'll be
item B.
Item 14B. 14A, I'm sorry. We'll start with item
14B. B, because that's
oh, district I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll start with a closed session 14B, public employee performance evaluation, so pursuant to government code section 54957B1.
Just for clarification, President Villa, would you like to move just 14B and then come back into open session and re-close for A and C, or is the intent to take care of all closed session items at this time?
I think we'll just do that and 14B. Do the other ones in closed
okay.
session.
Yep. So if I can just add, President Villa, excuse me, and directors, as you know, Section 54957 of the Brown Act requires that a governing body that hears specific complaints or charges against a public employee must notify that employee within 24 hours of their right under the Brown Act to have those complaints or charges heard in open session rather than in closed session. A performance review for the general manager has been agendized and was agendized at the last meeting. And our understanding was that this may include specific complaints or charges that would be considered by the board. For this reason, Mr. Clemens was provided with notice of his Section 54957 rights. This is his right under state law, and for this reason, the board will now move, before moving into closed session, into hearing any specific complaints or charges that the board will consider in its deliberation in open session. Mr. Clemens has invoked his rights under the Brown Act, and the board must now hear and present any specific complaints or charges in open session that it will deliberate on during its performance review in closed session.
I have a question.
Yes, Director.
So we have done this. We have presented reasons in other closed sessions. And some of the reasons that we have in front of us this evening involve what was confidential information. So we are now, since we're doing this in public, we will be able to share information that was confidential. Is that correct?
That is not correct, Director Varney. So if there are charges, complaints that you would like to present that have to do with confidential information, I'd advise that you present it in a way that does not disclose the confidential portions of that information. So there has been a statement that was approved by this board, and so if there are complaints or charges that you'd like to present, those would have to be around what was authorized by the board for disclosure.
Okay.
This is, again, it's an oddity of the Brown Act, but it's also Mr. Clemens' right as a public employee that state law provides.
Statement here in our packet?
No, it is not.
Okay. It's in the minutes.
It is in the minutes. Yep. So I apologize.
Page 5 of your board agenda.
So where do we start?
So what you're saying, let me, if I follow this correctly, that we can only discuss what's on here?
No, so the Brown Act requires that the board, now that Mr. Clemens has invoked his right under the Brown Act for this hearing to be conducted in open session, any complaints or charges that the directors would like to potentially take any type of adverse or disciplinary action on must be presented at this time in open session. The decision and the deliberation can happen in closed session, but if the board takes any adverse action on Mr. Clemens in its performance review, based on complaints or specific complaints or charges that were not presented at this time, that would create some liabilities for the district that could make the board's decision in closed session null and void.
Can we discuss if we don't have any direct complaints?
So if the board does not have any charges or complaints, then that is okay. But this opportunity is required by state law. This notice is required by state law. Mr. Clemens, expecting that the board has specific complaints or charges, has invoked his right to bring this out into open session. And so before the board adjourns to closed session, it must present and hear any specific complaints or charges upon which it would like to take adverse action.
But we can talk about anything?
That's up to you. The only things that are required to be discussed at this time are specific complaints or charges, but you can discuss anything that you'd like specific to the performance review of the general manager.
Specific to the performance review.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you to members of the public, and thank you, Ms. Tacker. So I think there are two statements that are at question. I think there are two. So can I ask first, board members, do you have any questions about where we are in the process?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so I'm happy to answer those, and then I can provide the clarification that I believe Ms. Tacker was pointing to. So President V or Director Varney, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Go ahead, Director Varney.
The Board of Directors has the authority to fire the general manager or to not renew the general manager's contract for cause or not for cause. His contract is up December 31st. There's no obligation to renew it. Dismissing somebody for cause is a path to go down. Not renewing somebody's contract is a different path to go down. Mr. Clemens has already stated that he is resigning his position. If I have been in three performance reviews of Mr. Clemens, I have nothing new to offer this evening. And if other directors have also offered their statements in previous performance reviews, so if we have nothing really new to share, then that's the position I'm taking. I have nothing new to share this evening.
I have a statement.
I've gone on the record.
My question is there has been multiple performance reviews, but Mr. Clemens doesn't attend them. He just chooses to go do something else. And when we started this, my goal was to do a course correction, and every comment I made that helped, you know, to state, well, let's get us back on track and see how we can work together, see how we can work with Mr. Clemens. He's just refused to even entertain the idea that I could have a suggestion. I mean, why would I have a suggestion? And he's scared me. He's become a little bit abrupt with his language and body language and frightened me on a couple of occasions.
Watch out for the guy next to you.
Please, no comments. I don't want to have to stop the meeting again. Okay. So I've also...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Director Sunnison? So your basis is to fire or whatever you plan to do is based on he hasn't helped you with something that you didn't understand?
I don't believe I said that, and I don't think this is supposed to be a back-and-forth conversation. I think you're supposed to...
Your comments.
So this is on the agenda. The board can conduct its discussion as it sees fit.
Right.
You don't have to respond, but yeah. Director Gibson, you're free to ask questions.
Okay. Well, if it's not the basis, what is your basis? Director Sunnison.
Basis for what?
I think I made my basis very clear.
No. Ask Charles.
Well, what I heard was that he didn't help you when you were trying to make some kind of change. And could you elaborate or give some specifics?
No, what I said was that when I offered suggestions on how we could make a course correction to better, you know, help the board be able to work with Mr. Clemens and help him be able to work with us, he just didn't respond or didn't even show up to the board review meetings.
Okay, so basically he didn't react the way you wanted.
No.
And that's your basis, yes.
No.
Yeah.
I might state, too, that there was the one meeting, he was out of town at a meeting for the district when he was at the special meeting that you were, Mr. Varney was calling all the time wanting to review the manager in the middle of the afternoon on a weekday. Mr. Clemens had other obligations to handle doing the business of this district is why he wasn't there.
I think the problem is that judgments are being made on personality instead of actual performance and doing what is expected of the general manager to benefit the district. So I think your basis is really weak.
So, can I go next? I don't have anything to add. We have done this general manager review for, this is I think the fourth time. I did not know our general manager was planning to resign, and it saddens me. I tried my best, did my best, to try to resolve the dysfunction of this board. I cannot make individuals get along, control other individuals. That's just, you can't do that for other people.
Stand up for yourself.
He has had performance review. I will share personally my comments on his performance review. And my emphasis was on board dysfunction. My emphasis was on getting proper training so that it would help us function better as a board. We have not received that training. My strong comment, I like to always end with something positive and something that comes from the heart that's genuine. And I look him in the eye. You have the potential to be a great manager. He's a good manager, but he's not great. Great is very difficult to achieve. Okay, I'm not a great president either. So,
please.
We all have our flaws. Okay, there's no one, okay. Please, this is my turn to speak?
Please let her speak, please.
Let me speak. He has a potential, and I'm sad that things happened the way they happened. That's all I can say.
Again, President Villa, I would say you're basing your evaluation on personality again. I don't think that is adequate. You know, the job of the general manager is to decide what direction we want to go in, how we spend our money, what projects we work on, all of that. We hire the general manager to carry out our policies. Okay, then we evaluate based on that, not just on personality, but the big picture. And if he is benefiting the district, that meets my expectations.
If I might just add to President Villa's comment. It's good that you tried to get training for dysfunction of a board. Normally that works with boards. It would not work with this board because of Director Varney. It would never work. He is not ever going to work with others and work in a civilized manner. And so, well, that was a lot, you know, those of you to try it, it would never have worked. Is it my turn now to...
I have worked my entire life in large organizations with thousands of people, and I have worked cooperatively, I have worked collaboratively, and I have accomplished many, many positive things in my career. That is the intention that I brought to this position as director, and that is what I have been doing in my work here. I would like, so notice who's rude. Notice who's disrupting. Notice who is being dysfunctional. That is exactly.
Excuse me.
That is the energy is brought into this meeting room, not by at least three of the board members, but by people in this audience. And there are. There are consequences of that. People who want to be supportive of positive changes in Oceano are afraid to come to the meetings because they get shouted down and they get demeaned. I'm uncomfortable coming to meetings and being constantly criticized and demeaned for items that have nothing to do with my actions, and they're just imaginations that people have of conspiracies and that I'm involved with. None of that is true. None of it has any basis in fact at all. There are many, many issues with Mr. Clemens' performance, and those have been shared in performance reviews. I think that given Mr. Clemens' desire to resign, that he can, I think it would be appropriate, and I will make the motion that the board accepts Mr. Clemens' resignation and wishes him the best in his retirement.
Director Varney, if I can just make a clarification, I don't understand that Mr. Clemens has submitted a resignation at this time. He has announced his retirement, and so there's no resignation for the board to accept. Should you decide to do that, you will be taking adverse employment action, which is subject to the Brown Act. So you may make that motion, but that would be adverse. That would be adverse employment action against Mr. Clemens.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought he announced his resignation. Okay. Well then, I don't have anything else to say on it.
Why, Director Varney, can you share the reasons that are the basis for your poor evaluation of Mr. Clemens?
So, Mr. Chung, are the reasons that are put out in this meeting tonight, are they potential causes of action on a lawsuit by Mr. Clemens?
I'm not sure that I understand the question, Director Varney. Would you mind restating your question?
Yes, if the reasons that are put, that if I present reasons why I think that Mr. Clemens is no longer suited for the job, can those be the basis of Mr. Clemens filing a lawsuit against the district for invalid termination of employment?
Yes, thank you for restating your question. I am not Mr. Clemens' attorney, and so I...
But you're our attorney.
I am. So I'd actually answer it a different way, which is that this is a due process right that Mr. Clemens is afforded. And so if the board would like to take adverse employment action based on a specific charge or complaint, that charge or complaint must be brought up in this open session. So I can't evaluate the likelihood of a lawsuit hypothetically. I'd have to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis.
So you're saying that any reasons that we gave for concern of Mr. Clemens' performance in previous performance reviews are null and void? It only counts what is said tonight?
No, so that's not what I've stated. So the difference between the performance evaluations that have been agendized previously and what I understood your motion to agendize this item at the last meeting was that adverse employment action was being contemplated against Mr. Clemens, and that's the difference between the previous performance evaluations and this one, and the reason why Mr. Clemens was provided the 54-957 notice and the right to have these specific complaints or charges heard in open session.
Okay. So if we do not provide reasons for that, then on January 1st, 2024, we don't have to give any reasons for not renewing Mr. Clemens' contract.
So I did mean to make that clarification as well. Mr. Clemens' contract is what we refer to as an evergreen contract, which means that it must be terminated by either party. There is no sort of renewal or failure to renew. So if you would like to terminate the contract, it would be a termination, not just a failure to renew. There's no end date to the term in Mr. Clemens' employment contract.
It says December 31st. 2023.
So that's a different provision. That's a provision that provides Mr. Clemens with a severance package should the board decide to terminate his employment within what would have been about 13 months. So that's a different provision than a sort of renewal date. That is not a renewal date.
Boy, you have this is news.
Director Varney and President V, I've shared this with you before, that the contract is evergreen, which means that there's no end date to the contract. And so the decision to terminate the contract must be done by either party, but it would be a termination of the contract.
So the board of directors can terminate the contract?
That's correct, yes.
Without cause?
There are consequences associated with the termination without cause before December 31st, 2022. And that's a provision that Mr. Clemens negotiated with the previous board in a contract that was duly authorized and signed and entered into.
Yeah. What about after December 31st?
So after December 31st, just another point that you had also raised earlier is that the contract is at will. You are correct. So the board may decide to terminate his contract today, but it would come with a financial cost to the district in the form of a severance package. But after December 31st, 2022, the board, 2023, thank you. After December 31st, 2023, if the board does decide to terminate Mr. Clemens' contract without cause, it may choose to do so without any obligation to pay additional funds, a severance. So I'll just, I don't know, President Villa, if the board has had a chance to speak. Oh, yes, please.
I have some statements and things to do. First off, I want to thank
everybody. I do, too.
For being here tonight.
Pardon me?
It's Linda's, Director Austin's turn. He will come back to him.
Okay, so I want to thank everyone. I really, I know we all appreciate you guys coming tonight to support this community. And contrary to what Mr. Varney stated about the people out here, you know, he said it's my shit show. So normally it's his, because normally we have the two ladies back here that are in the back of the room that harass the board members, harass the public, speak. There's been many complaints made to the board, to the office, letters and things, which of course he calls no devalues. So when it's not in his favor, then he finds that we're all a bunch of, he's also called you all thugs before. So first off, I want to, like, again, thank you, and I want to have a little background. I want to share, usually our general manager gets a review once a year. So Will's yearly review prior to this last election was in November. So since the election, and Charles Varney took office in December, this I thought it was the sixth performance review in 10 months. Maybe it's four. I'm not sure. I thought it was six. So what we see happening here is a steady pattern set forth by Mr. Varney to call a closed session meeting so he can chastise, complain, and generally browbeat the general manager when something happens when Mr. Varney does not get his way or did not like what the general manager said about something, like letting him know that that's not legal, you can't do that, it's not done. And then he wants to call a performance review and fire him. So tonight's performance review comes on the heels of the legal counsel's resignation. And that was all, we're all real familiar with the last October 11th meeting. That was just the culmination of the abuse he has given to our legal counsel. So there's absolutely no reason to continue to have these performance reviews to satisfy Mr. Varney's need to total control of this district. He fails to abide by any rules of law or order at the OCSD. And our general manager here, I prepared this before his resignation this evening, which is quite a blow to us, his retirement. Anyway, Mr. Clemens has proven himself over and over to be a competent manager. I said, we all see the list of all, we've heard the things, the big things he's accomplished, and, you know, not to mention all the other things. But it has become increasingly difficult for him to perform his duties with the enormous pressure put on him by Varney and all of his attempts to delve away from what the district was formed to do. We get real excited when we see something on the agenda that has to do with water, the actual health and safety of this community, in fire, medical, safe water, and sewer. Mr. Clemens has been negotiating with the county to provide us with the best fire service we can get after the failed tax has now put our fire service and medical emergency medicals all at the mercy of the county now. So, and it's not free. We're going to pay for it, and we're going to pay a lot more than the tax. What we see taking up all the time and money are constant changes in the bylaws to fit his latest tangent, his wanting to change everything to do with the Parks and Rec Committee when he does not like what is written up that follows the law when dealing with public funds. He wants to rewrite. They haven't even established the bylaws because he doesn't like what the lawyers has put forth in it. He wants to make it more of his complete control. So then I wanted to address Will's interaction with our staff. You can see every one of them are here tonight to support him. That says a lot. And all these employees are happy with their job. They like working with Mr. Clemens. I see them in the office. I see them on the street. They like their jobs and they love this town of Oceano. And if he was not an effective manager, we would know it by the morale of the employees. We would all know, but they're happy, they're productive, they're doing a great job, they're a pride of this community, every one of them. And that's another thing. A few months ago, he tried to inject himself into the management of the staff. He wanted to just make some rules on the staff's vacations and things, and he putting our district in harm's way of meddling in personnel matters, and so we finally got that shut down. So from day one, Mr. Clemens here has met with hostility and animosity from Varney. Most of our meetings have had nothing to do with benefiting the water, sewer, trash, lighting. All our capital improvement programs, we don't even hear about them. He takes care of them, but all we hear is Varney controls every agenda, changing the bylaws, does not do this alone. He has, as he always likes to say, my three votes. I can do anything I want because I have three votes. He says that. And our meetings have lasted now. We don't get out of here till 9 or 10 o'clock, and 3 hours of that is just wasted time going over and over, just stuff to control his tangents. And so I want to remind everybody, too, what happened when Mr. Varney was elected. He did not thank his supporters. He wasn't gracious to his opponent like most people do. He did not call for unity for the board to come together and let's work together for Oceano. He came in with a vengeance to change this board to make it now his three-person progressive majority, and the reign of Linda Austin is over. So he came in with fighting gloves on to destroy this morning, fight with me, and he took it upon himself to announce that he had the three votes to conquer anything he wants to do. So, and that's what's been happening. So he didn't get himself elected to serve the community. He just did it for his own, further his own agenda, and we all know what that is. How do we know? Look at the meeting right out of the gate. Let's annex to Grover Beach. Ms. Stenison, you have a problem?
I thought you were making a statement about
I'm making
Mr.
a statement
Clemens.
About, I am. I'm making a statement about Mr. Clemens and about the reason he has chose to leave, and I will not have you interrupt me. Thank you. I'm going to go on further to say Mr. Varney is not a community servant. He is an extreme activist, and he is not suited for governance. He did not get himself elected to serve the community. He wanted to further his own agenda. How do we know? The Let's Annex to Grover Beach. When the community showed up in droves, what did he say about you guys, you good citizens here? He called you thugs, know-nothings, and completely dismissed the community as not knowing what is good for them. He knows what's best. And anyone who does not agree with him is ignorant and not up to his class of people that he caters to. He considers you a lower class. He started his career in government years ago in Santa Maria. He likes to brag on that. But if you look in, you look back into, you talk to people that were there in Santa Maria, he was not well-liked. He'd had the same patterns in Santa Maria that he's doing here tonight, ever since he came in here. It's very well documented about the meetings and things that he was thrown out of meetings. The employees at one place were flipping him off in the background, whereas his friends flip our employees off while they're here. So I know, why am I saying all this? Because I just want everyone to know Mr. Varney has a systematic plan to change Oceano into the community he came from. People like Mr. Clemens with knowledge and integrity get in his way. Lawyers get in his way with their annoying way of telling him he is breaking the law. He's not a team player. He becomes angry and throws tantrums when he does not get his way. We've heard it before. The Oceano Advisory Council is a good example of why I'm so worried about this district right now because of what he's doing. This was a 25-year organization with a full 11-member board, public participation. Mr. Varney gets involved. The organization was dissolved in a matter of a couple years. Just before it was disbanded by the Board of Supervisors, they were down to four members and no public participation unless people came out to be against what they were trying to do. Kind of like today, kind of like when he pushed for the annexation. So, and when they were disbanded, it was only one supervisor supported them. So his goal is to remove all the institutional knowledge, all respect for law and rules and regulations, and run this institution into the ground. So that's why I'm just so glad to see everybody here to stand up. And there's residents out here after that October 11th meeting. There were several residents that got a petition together. They went around, and we have 190 Oceano residents all here signed. They did not ask for their address because of you know why. And so there's 190 people that live in this community, work in this community, pay taxes in this community, that petition stated the Oceano Community Services District is in crisis. Directors Varney and Beverly Sennison have again placed the general manager's performance review on the agenda for the October 25th meeting. They want to fire Mr. Clemens, a competent and stellar administrator who has done an excellent job for Oceano. They have become increasingly hostile to Mr. Clemens and to our legal counsel, so much so that the legal team resigned after the October 11th meeting. This was due to Mr. Varney's refusal to heed legal advice and his constant berating of the staff. Varney and Senison are reckless with district dollars, and their actions have put this district at risk. And it says here, we, the undersigned residents, ratepayers of the Oceano Community Services District, do hereby denounce any attempts to remove Mr. Clemens from his employment. So with that, again, I want to thank everybody that had to come sit through this. I know it's not pleasant, but I know everybody in this room loves this community and each other. You know, Oceano's got quite a... great community, and we all strive to do what to improve our community and everything, but it doesn't happen with this kind of stuff over here. So we just have to stay vigilant, keep this OCSD, and again, regretfully that Mr. Clemens did offer his retirement. It's pretty sad you lose your general manager and your legal counsel all because of one bad apple, but we have. So now we just got to move forward and try to, you know, keep going. We're strong. We'll make it. So thank you for letting me give my little talk.
Again, no clapping, please. No clapping.
Well, that's the biggest pack of lies, exaggerations, and innuendos I have ever heard. It's absolutely out of place.
Let's be respectful. Let's be respectful and let Director Varney speak.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't agree, you don't agree.
The Oceano Advisory Council was destroyed by Lynn Compton because she did not like the
YouTube videos don't lie, Mr. Varney. It was destroyed by you.
Hey, I have the table right now. So who's yelling? Who's disrupting the meeting? Yeah. There you go. Lynn Compton.
I'm going to have to stop the meeting again and take another break because I can't hear.
That's fine by me. I have every right to talk about it.
He can't continue.
Lynn Compton.
I'm going to have to stop. Okay, let's take a break.
Can the audience be quiet? Okay. I haven't
let's
been
take
able
a break.
To speak. Please be
hey,
quiet
not,
so we
it's
can
not
hear.
Gonna,
get out of here.
Who, fire this one?
We're on break. We're now on break. Okay, we're back in session, and I want to remind everybody, please be respectful and quiet and no cross-talking. It's very difficult to hear up here, and it's very disrespectful when we have a director that's speaking and there's people that are cross-talking or yelling. No comments, please, and refrain on gestures. Thank you. So,
okay, I will continue briefly. This is not my performance review. This is Mr. Clemens' performance review, and Linda Austin chose to turn it into my performance review. It's all about me. I'm the scapegoat. I'm the one that's creating all of the problems. When Ling Compton destroyed the Oceano Advisory Council that had been a institution in this community for 40 years, she did it because she did not like the recommendations that the Oceano Advisory Council made to her and to the County Board of Supervisors, which is the job of an advisory council. One of those recommendations supported the Coastal Commission's position on vehicles on the beach. That's a contentious, divisive topic in our community, and it's one that our community is pretty much equally divided on. That is not wrong. And I'm speaking now, Mr. Paz. Thank you. Another position that was taken was to explore what would be the best uses of the airport land for the community of Oceano, like possibly affordable housing, more tourist facilities, and more jobs, just to talk about it. She didn't like that. She also didn't like the idea of Oceano having a vacation rental ordinance, as our single-family homes are bought up by people who turn them into vacation rentals, and they're no longer available for people to live in. Now, you may have different opinions about that or not, but that's exactly why the Oceano Advisory Council was destroyed, not because of anything I did personally, but because of the positions that we took. The issues that are in front of us today have to do with Mr. Clemens' performance and his relationship with the board of directors. There is a cancer in the OCSD. One of the forms it takes is a cover-up of a fraud and embezzlement in this organization that began June 22nd of 2022, when it was discovered that a trusted employee had changed sick leave and vacation leave days. And no directors were informed of that. The general manager and the legal counsel kept it a secret. No directors were told about it.
Point of order.
Mr. Chung, will you please?
On September.
Mr. Chung.
The person Mr. was Chung, let is this go.
Director Varney, I'll just note for the record that this is closed session material that the board has not authorized discussion of, and that your statement does not reflect the position of the board at this time.
It doesn't reflect the truth of the matter.
Fine. You deserve to know the truth, people. You're the citizens of Oceano. You deserve to know the truth.
Okay. Director Varney?
This
is closed session material, and you could be legally at risk or the
Okay, I'll put myself legally at risk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work that way. You're putting them at risk.
Council?
So, directors, this puts the district and the board at risk. It's not solely a personal liability, Director Varney, that you're taking on.
Well, do you want to know the truth?
Quiet.
Yeah. Now, look at, no, it's true. It has to be, I'm getting the message from our legal counsel that it has to be covered up. We can't talk about it. Can't talk about the cancer that's out there. And it's a cancer that the general manager has participated in, that previous attorneys have participated in, and I can't talk about it because it's privileged information. But that is in play in the background, and you need to know about that. There's also other issues that have happened in closed session involving threats that made it very uncomfortable for directors in terms of working with Mr. Clemens. I have a 6-page document I could start reading right now of the reasons that Mr. Clemens is not an effective director, is not an effective general manager in working with the board. And
excuse me, Dr. Varney, are you sure you want to continue with this, counsel?
I've already made my points previous sessions.
Can I make a point of order and announce that Mr. Varney has been told by legal counsel that he is putting the district at risk, and he continues to do it like he did at the last meeting?
I was told I'm no putting the district at risk by talking about the embezzlement.
Didn't I mention
and the issues associated with that?
Governance. You don't understand anything about personnel, and you're just putting.
Okay, I have the floor.
So, counsel, could you please again make sure everybody understands, and Director Varney understands that he is putting the district at risk.
I'm not putting the district at risk.
This is why they
The board has been advised.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You're going to have to leave.
Okay.
I will not tolerate foul language. Please leave. Thank you.
Exhibit A. Exhibit A.
Excuse me. I've said no comments.
For the record, Director Varney, that is not what I said. The warning is about closed session material. To the extent that you'd like to raise specific allegations or complaints, that will be deliberated by the board in closed session, pursuant to which disciplinary action is taken. That is what needs to happen at this time. So, again, I'll just remind the board at this time that under the Brown Act, if any adverse action is taken against Mr. Clemens based on specific complaints or charges that were not heard at this time in open session, I quote from the Brown Act, any disciplinary or other action taken by the legislative body against the employee based on the specific complaints or charges in the closed session shall be null and void. So this is just for your information that this is required by the Brown Act for specific complaints or charges.
Okay, well, in conformance with the Brown Act, then let me begin. Number one, patterns of manipulation to minimize directors' participation in policy and financial decisions. And I have this in black and white, and I'll provide it to you, Carrie.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. So, Exhibit 1. On Friday, February 17th, 2023, the directors received the agenda for the February 22nd OCSD meeting. Under new business, there was a budget adjustment and $33,000 contract for a grant writing consultant to prepare an application to the Clean California Grant Program. In the GM's written report, he said staff envisions utilizing the grant funding to replace 12 concrete light poles along Highway 1, increase the number of dual trash receptacles in the downtown area, and complete landscape improvements on district properties and the Oceano Train Depot and the old firehouse. He omitted another element of the grant, which was to demolish and replace the entire functional sidewalk in front of the Oceano Depot and include inlays. This item was omitted because it could be controversial and favored Director Austin, who was also the director of the Oceano Depot Association. Some directors suggested a sidewalk infill project, which for the first time in Oceano history would create a complete sidewalk to the beach, park, and school in the coastal zone portion of Oceano. The granting agency conducted an online survey to assess local preferences for the grant money, and a survey did not include any option for the sidewalk infill project. A director spoke directly to the senior grant writer to determine why it was not included. The answer was that the general manager had told the grant writer that its inclusion would be inappropriate since the OCSD has no jurisdiction over sidewalks. When asked by the director. How then could removing and replacing the sidewalks in front of the depot be appropriate? The grant writer had no answer except to say that that too probably should not be included. Finally, some directors had no knowledge of the proposed grant application and no opportunity to keep to help shape its content. It is clear that at least one director had prior knowledge since her organization's, yeah. Oh, that, oh, no, that was, said, it, that was my buzzer to keep speaking. It is clear that at least one director had prior knowledge since her organization's project was included. When challenged why the Highway 1 sidewalk infill was not included, Mr. Clemens stated it would cost millions of dollars, which was not true. When the grant writer was consulted on this question, he estimated the cost to be around $300,000. The GM argued against disclosing information about the grant application content to directors, and OCSD Council had directed them to do so. Beginning July 22nd, we had the problem with fraud and embezzlement, which continues today. And I can't talk any more about that because it's against the Brown Act. Number two, pattern of, wouldn't you like to know the truth? Pattern of favoritism towards two directors who favor his management style and challenging, undermining, and manipulating processes of directors he does not like. At the December 11th, 2022 meeting, the general manager sought to manipulate officer elections and elect Linda Austin as president by not arranging for remote participation by absent and informally designated president to be the current vice president, Aline Villa. The GM also confused the process by introducing an unagendized topic of board rotation of presidency, which was then combined with the president and vice president election motion. Legal counsel either remained silent or was complicit during these actions. Director Sunnison was confused and clearly thought she was voting for the rotation part, not for officers. The GM resisted revisiting this vote, insisting it was all appropriate and there was no Brown Act violation. A three-person majority of the directors forced a closed session meeting and voted to redo the election. He also adamantly argued that the only way Linda Austin could be the OCSD representative to the sanitation district was to serve as president of the directors. A director researched this with the sanitation district chief administrative officer and found that the general manager's assertion was not true. Another example, a majority of directors voted to change a bylaw to allow two directors to place an item on the agenda. The GM delayed for a month providing a revised set of bylaws for ratification by the director. During this time, he made many contacts with the board president in which he cajoled, pressured her to change her vote and nullify the change that had been made, clearly aligning himself with directors Austin and Gibson. Number three, exaggerating or lying about factual matters to support his belief and opinions. A, at the April 26 OCSD meeting, the GM presented his report on the Grover Beach Oceano merger with a biased and exaggerated report stating the information would cost more than $100,000 and OCSD had no money to spend on it due to a large fire service debt. When audience members cheered and clapped after his presentation, he smiled and laughed with the crowd. Thus setting the tone for a disastrous meeting and verbal attacks on our county supervisor, clearly aligning himself with Gibson and Austin on this issue. B, on July 3rd, he tells President Villa she cannot share conversations they had with any other director as it would violate the Brown Act. Our attorney said, no, that's not true. In June, OCSD meeting, he argues against the Oceano Parks and Recreation Committee funding because the general fund would be needed for emergencies like the roof of the sheriff's station falling in. He ignores the fact that the district has insurance coverage for such a situation. He again aligns himself with Austin and Gibson. At December 11th, 2022 meeting, he adamantly argued that the only way Linda Austin could be OCSD representative, I already did that one. Number four, poor time management and manipulative time management. failed to execute a contract for the sale of surplus water to Arroyo Grande, thus removing an option to protect Oceano ratepayers from further increased rates for water and infrastructure maintenance. B, delayed application for fire services divestiture to LAFCO for a period of approximately 7 months between July 22 and March 23, thus delaying the process and potentially exposing the district ratepayers to significant additional cost. Once it was approved by OCSD directors, it was not transmitted to LAFCO for almost a month. For 5 years, sought to manage growing indebtedness of fire services by internally borrowing from enterprise funds and promoting fire tax initiatives, both of which failed. The second effort was exactly like the first, a flat tax verbally opposed by many members of the public. The district spent $40,000 for a consultant to develop a progressive tax option, which they knew beforehand the majority of directors would not support. They again proposed a flat tax and justified it with false narratives of inability and expenses of calculating individual parcel taxes on square footage. C, of concern to some directors is the fact that we receive very large agenda packets on Friday before the Wednesday meeting. These packets can be over 200 pages long and typically include topics we have no background or previous briefing on and are expected to make a decision on in 3 business days. This puts us in a position of having to rely on the GM's recommendation rather than having time to completely digest the proposal. It is also typical that there is a short timeline for a formal response. Last page. Lack of research or study of projects which then cost district money. The GM contracted with a private provider for median income analysis of OCSD households in order to establish disadvantaged community criteria for use in grant applications and project funding. The analysis had significant flaws within the appendix data when presented to the directors. The document had not been sufficiently proofed by the contract or the OCSD manager or administrative officer. In addition, the information provided is not accepted by a major granting agency which funds transportation projects in Oceano. The general manager was not aware of this. B, without director knowledge, the GM initiated an EV charging station consultant contract which promised 16 charging stations on OCSD property. The consultant also owns an EV construction business and promised up to 90% of all costs would be covered by state and federal grants. The GM invested upwards of $25,000 in the contract only to find one government program ran out of money and the district will have to contribute $72,000 to the project from the general fund. Six, physical threats, verbal intimidation, and ignoring of directors' requests for information. In September, the general manager confronted Director Sunnison as she was leaving the OCSD office. He stepped in front of her and physically blocked her from moving. He then began interrogating her about a sheriff's call to her residence a few nights earlier, of which he should know nothing about. As she attempted to leave, he again physically blocked her with his body and started accusing her of having illegal water and sewage hookups in her home. B, on many occasions, the GM privately pressured, cajoled, and sought to intimidate Director Villa into changing her mind or taking a specific position on some issue he was interested in. He was especially earnest about her changing her vote to allow 2 directors to place an item on the agenda. Next. On numerous occasions, he ignored requests to have items placed on the agenda which were submitted by either Director Varney, Sunnison, or Villa, thus delaying decisions. He also delayed or ignored requests for information or documents. For example, Director Varney requested a list of projects the GM had submitted to the Clean California grant writer and was outright refused. Varney had to involve legal counsel to force the general manager to provide the information, which was done reluctantly. On October 11th, in closed session, the GM erupted into a rage of yelling, standing up and leaning towards Director Varney with his fists clenched in a threatening manner. Director Varney, concerned for his safety and that of others, jumped to his feet and verbally demanded that the GM back up, stand down, and shut up, which he did. This was witnessed by all directors, the business manager, and the OCSD attorney. For the record.
to start on this. I mean, the thing about the accusation that one of the members knew about the Clean California grant, these are all things he's brought up for years. The depot, he doesn't like the depot. He doesn't like that project because I'm involved. I don't own the depot, so it belongs to this community. I only oversee things there to keep it for the community, and you seem to have a think that you don't want any improvements done there. Well, I didn't know anything about what was going on with the thing. You knew more because you're the one that was calling the consultant all the time trying to make sure nothing did happen over there. And every meeting you would start in with that, Linda Austin was filled in. I didn't know a thing about it. The sidewalk thing, that's all crap. Their surplus water sales, we've been over and over that. You can't force them to buy water. They knew we had it. They didn't want to buy it. So what do? You go over there like you would do, force them, make them, hold them at, you know, knife point and tell them to sign. You know, it's insanity. And the, what was the one? Oh, the $72,000, that's ridiculous. That's not part of that. I don't know if Mr. Clemens has anything to add, but every one of those things was just his way of not getting his way. And the whole reason why we're in this thing here tonight with this.
Yeah, and as far as surplus water, that's mainly because the Arroyo Grande wanted to buy permanent water, and we only sell on a temporary basis. So they weren't interested.
And I don't know, President Villa, have you been cajoled? I mean, have you been treated badly?
Again, I believe that our board has more potential than it chooses to have and could be, it could benefit from training for dysfunctional boards. What I see, the main issue that I have, that I see with our manager and our board is this dysfunction. It's the inability of some board members to civilly engage with other board members, and also for our manager to civilly engage with some of our board members. And like I said, it saddens me. I believe a board needs to have healthy boundaries and be able to civilly work together, and it doesn't seem like we have that. It doesn't seem like our manager is able to work with some of our board members again, and I think it's unfortunate. But it is what it is, and I just didn't see enough effort from our manager to help strengthen us and give us some healthier boundaries and work together with every single, we don't have to like each other. We all come from different, you know, perspectives and lives, life experiences, but we need to be able to work together civilly and respect each other. And I just,
Director
Villa, don't see that. I respect every single one of you, but
we works both ways. And yeah, you saw what happened with the legal counsel just a minute ago. How do you think he's ever going to respect people and work together? He will never do it. That's why it's all, like I said before, yeah, I wish it would happen too. I'd love to see us all get together and work together, but it's not going to work. There's just too big of a, you know, he won't take, look at, he had to be told and told and told.
Yes.
Just like the last
meeting. I understand that.
So it's not us, it's not you, it's him. And that's all there is to it. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. And all the lies that come out of that, I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, he stood up here before, you know, he came in here with a vendetta against me from the beginning. Even out there, he stood out there before his record and told lie after lie after lie. You know, I have a whole folder of his lies. So he doesn't want to work together. It's his way or no way. And he thinks he has you.
I am not a liar.
Yes, you are. No, Mr. Varney, you are a liar. I have to say you are a liar. You have lied multiple times.
I'd like it turned.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And I expect the audience to be quiet from now on. I would appreciate that. I'm a little worried that when we hire a new general manager, is our choice going to be based on their personality instead of their expertise and knowledge? I think that's a concern. I want to thank everyone for coming and for honoring Mr. Clemens. And I would really love to honor Rick London's wish for kind and civil discourse. But I think with Mr. Clemens retiring that there are reasons for his departure, and I want to speak to that. I want to take a look back at the last 10 months since Directors Varney and Beverly Senison have joined the Board of Directors. Like Sherman marching through Georgia, the newly elected Charles Varney has loosed upon the OCSD his battering ram style of personal politics and single-minded governance. He lays waste to everything and anyone who stands in the path of his personal vision of changing Oceano. He campaigned on providing sidewalks, gentrifying Oceano, dealing with the long-term flooding of Oceano, all of those things we have no control over. His long-term plan is to the annexation to Grover Beach, closing the beaches, giving Oceano water to Grover, and developing the airport and Pier Street. And all of this information is in the newspapers. And he forgets that the district provides the most basic of human needs: clean water to drink, flush toilets, garbage cleanup, and a small parks and rec department. But that's it. We have very limited responsibilities. So what has Varney and Senison brought us in the last 9 months? Number one, changing bylaws to transfer the powers of the general manager to the president of the OCSD, which I'm sure Mr. Varney is planning on his election to the election to president of the board in December. They have also doubled the cost of legal counsel. In 21-22 year, it was only $60,000. As of this year, we're already at $120,000. And that is big money considering that we're going to lose our property tax to the county for fire protection, and we may lose these buildings. So there's just no controls on legal counsel. And part of that is by demanding costly special meetings. And there has been harassment of the general manager, legal counsel, staff, and other directors on a constant basis. Varney creates and invites lawsuits against the district when he publicly shares confidential information. Our general manager does have cause to file lawsuits against the district and Varney personally for harassment, hostile workplace, libel, and slander. And I think Mr. Chung has tried to repeat that over and over, that his actions are putting the district in jeopardy. And I think if we're really concerned about the bigger picture in the district, we need to be aware of that and do something about it. Mr. Clemens has made significant progress over the last 4 years in continuing capital improvement, water pipes, new water tank, the basic nuts and bolts of operating a special district. He's doing what we're supposed to do. And I, for one, will miss his smart and expertise leadership. So now what? We've already been through three attorneys. And now we've lost legal counsel, and now our general manager is retiring. Now what? Will we be able to find smart, competent leaders? if anybody looks or watches some of our meetings, they'll probably have second thoughts if they want to come here to be a legal counsel or general manager. And if we do hire somebody, will they last more than 6 months? I think not. So thank you for being here, and I think we will really miss Mr. Clemens on many different levels.
So, President Viet, if the directors have completed their comments, although there's, I don't know if they have, the public should be allowed to comment, and then after that, Mr. Clemens must also be provided an opportunity to respond. If we can also to allow Mr. Clemens to respond adequately, if we can ask Ms. Cassiola to make a copy of Director Varney's remarks, that would be I would request that. Thank you. Yes, please. Just for Mr. Just to carry. Thank you. Just one for Mr. Clemens so that he has an opportunity to respond.
May I ask a question? So the public will speak, and then Mr. Clemens has an opportunity. Then we would go to closed session?
That's correct. Then the board can vote to adjourn to closed session.
Okay. And what about the rest of the agenda? Do we put that off?
So that will be up to the board after after this agenda item is taken care of.
But it's already 8:30, so.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll have to put. It's been, you know. I have.
President Villa, have all the directors had an opportunity to speak at this time?
Yes, I have.
I don't see any point in saying anything.
We're done. Public comment.
So public comment before closed session.
2 minutes,
President,
because we still have to. 2 minutes, because we still have to, as a board, go into closed session.
President Villa, may I also suggest to the board that all three closed session items be placed, that public comment be taken for all three closed session items?
Yes.
So
public
that
comment
the board
on
can
any
discuss
of the
all
closed
three.
Session items.
Thank you.
Not just this item, but can you can read your agenda. There's other items on there.
President, if I may, I'll read it for those who were not able to access the agenda. The three closed session items that have been agendized for this afternoon are public employment pursuant to Government Code 54957B1 for district legal counsel. Item B is public employee performance evaluation pursuant to 54957B1, title general manager. And item C is authorization of disclosure of confidential information pursuant to section 54963A. Thank you.
Karen White, Halcyon. I just want to correct Charles Varney in one thing, that the embezzlement case, I was there, you weren't. It was handled correctly. That's all I want to tell you. You weren't there, I was there. It was handled correctly. Huh? I know that, okay? And
okay, this is just
and
public comment, not a conversation.
It's not a debate. And,
excuse me, Director Varney,
Charles,
this is not a conversation that are
finished. And I want to remind you five people that what you're doing up here is spending my money, their money, their money, their money. It's not your money. It's not what you want to do. It's not what you want to do individually. It's what you want to do as a group, and it's for us, and it's water, and it's sewer, and it's garbage, because that's all you're going to have after June 30th, 2024. You won't have any money for recreation. You apparently won't have any money for lighting unless you're lucky. So you're going to be, you'll have all the responsibility, but half the money. So you might want to think about downsizing and think about what you're going to do in the future instead of just argue. Thank you.
Joe Shacker, Oceano resident. I was going to, I was trying to plan on what I can say, and I got something at the end here I think I'll start off with that I was going to say in the end. A clown in the castle doesn't mean he's a king. Yet, the castle is a circus. I thought that was quite appropriate when I heard that just the other night. You know who it fits. And then I was going to start off with, do we have puppets here and a puppet master? Sorry to use those terms. Yeah, it's been proven tonight to watch the puppets. And we know who the puppet master is, clear. And he has one too. That's Jimmy Paulding. He's pulling his strings. He's pulling your strings. You should be embarrassed about that. The puppet master has a history of accosting women and degrading female colleagues. You talk about getting training. If you've got all this experience, puppet master, you still need training? Former colleagues at Hancock College described the puppet master as toxic. They couldn't find anybody with anything positive to say about him. Long history with that college. San Maria farming community remembers the master well, but not fondly. The Water Conservatory District, as talked about earlier, highlights the dysfunction brought to the district. Distinctly unpopular person in the district. So you have a track record, all right, like you alluded to earlier. We couldn't find anything positive. Isn't that funny? And this goes back to your early age. There's all kinds of reputations about you. The puppet master. We can't refer to him. Oh,
thank you.
Is this supervisor trustworthy? Is there a lack of transparency? That's Paulding. One more. Back to the Stooges.
Thank you.
Back to the Stooges. Are they afraid of the puppeteer?
Your time is up. Thank you.
Are they aware that the plan is to weaken and dismantle Oceano's own government, make it easier for a takeover?
Thank you.
This is all so apparent.
Everyone just gets 2 minutes. Otherwise,
yes,
I have to give everybody else three minutes.
If we came here, and you changed that. It's not our fault that you couldn't handle a meeting more expeditiously.
We want to go home before 12 o'clock at night. Thank you.
Doesn't matter. You should hear everybody, okay. And they prepared 3 minutes. You're robbing us of our time.
Thank you.
You're not welcome at all.
Good evening, Julie Tacker, and I'd actually like to speak to the other two closed session items, the public employment review of district legal counsel and the authorization of disclosure of confidential information. That section I haven't seen too often, if I don't think I've ever seen it. But if I want to compliment legal counsel Chung. I have been impressed those last 4 months you've been here, 3 months. You came into a firestorm, and you have weathered it professionally and well. I don't have as nice of things to say about your previous legal counsel from that firm. And one very glaring example is that Mr. Clemens has an evergreen contract, putting the district at risk of 1 year's severance should you fire your general manager. 1 year's severance is $195,000.
And the board before this approved that. That contract never went before the public. That is a Brown Act violation, which is the law, and it is illegal not to share that with the public. We could have helped you navigate that had it been before the public, and we would not have advised you, previous board, to enter into it.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and Board, my name is Chuck Bell. I'm a resident of Halcyon. I'm an attorney about to retire, and I'm thinking that that's probably a good course of action. I came here tonight to prepared to tell the board that I had hoped that they would keep the eyes of the and the interests of the district foremost in their mind as they were considering any action with respect to the general manager, and was surprised to hear that, but not surprised, honestly, to hear that he had decided to retire in the face of the situation that has occurred during his tenure in the last year or so, which I think Ms. Austin ably summarized. What I've seen tonight is a situation of public protest with the gentleman in question sitting fairly quietly, and he's really benefited from the chaos that's been created here. And so as a ratepayer and a person who is concerned about the water situation in this district, particularly for Halcyon, I can say that I'm more concerned about the state of the district and its prospect for the future than I was before I came here tonight. I'd like to say to you, the public, that to some extent, Mr. Varney has attempted to foster chaos. Now, public comment is a precious thing because we're a public agency. These are public servants, and they're to support you. So what you have to say to them, even though it may be difficult, there is political action. I urge you not to give up. Let's talk about this after the
meeting. Your time is up. Thank you. Any further public comment?
Bonnie Ernst, sorry you're sitting kind of late here tonight. I come sporadically, but I have come to a few meetings, and I think the overall opinion I've gotten from the general manager is that he likes to put his finger on the scale. The elections in last December were a disaster, kind of due to his suggestion, which seemed to favor one person, one director, and it took up a lot of time, and it was totally unnecessary. It seems like you have staff reports that are very that have a lot of detail when something he wants passed is in it. If he doesn't want it passed, there's no detail, such as the parks and recreation money. The embezzlement, I wasn't in closed session, so I'm just going to talk. It sounded like there was an embezzlement. They found out about it. The general manager found out about it and did not go to authorities. It sounded like he went to some sort of bookkeeping service or tax service, and it sounds like it should have gone immediately to the authorities, and it did not happen. And that is very concerning. People brought in money. They gave cash to the district, and that cash got put in somebody's pocket, and it did not get, somehow, the public was never made aware that if they bring in cash, you need to look out for something. You need to be aware. This is a big deal. I commend legal counsel, too. I think you've done a great job here. My suggestion, and I don't know if it's a good one, but to table this table any action on Mr. Clemens until January 1st, 2024, so you can avoid any expense.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Good evening, April Dury.
An Oceana resident. Just briefly, I want to bring us back to the reason that we're having this agenda item. It's for a closed session performance review. Let's focus back on that. Where do we go from here? And I hope that we really reflect about what will be the level of performance from post-circus tonight. And I don't know that you would get a level of performance from someone who has made this his personal coliseum this evening so that the lions and the gladiators fight in his honor and his name, and he sits back and laughs at all of it. So it's my time, thank you. So I would just really ask that you take him at face value. He doesn't want to be here. He literally told you that. He doesn't want to be here. So administrative leave sounds to me like the best thing, where he's not putting his thumb on the scale, he's not affecting us, he's not making deleterious decisions on behalf of the district out of anger or resentment or retaliation, and the district business can still happen in its place until such time as you find someone or you get an interim or you do something. But I'd like us just to come back to the moment and the issue that we have at hand on the agenda that you're going to close session for. Thank you.
Further public comment?
Rod Gibson, Halcyon. I stood up here earlier this evening and had a complete emotional breakdown. I apologize to everybody on the board, everybody in this room that had to see that. And I wish that I hadn't done that, but it's been done. So I just want to let you know I'm sorry. Thank you.
Any further public comment? Being none.
Hold on, I might as well. I can't sit. I haven't been here in a while. Looks like there was a lot of people here today. Everybody loves Oceano who's here. That's awesome. You guys all love him. But we got to get together and do a recall. Because this is what really needs to happen. Could we have three village idiots that are on this board that don't belong here? They're against everything that's good. And I love that smile. Keep on smiling. I'm smiling. But this is a big deal here. These people love Oceano, and there's people that want to build sidewalks to the beach, which there's sidewalks already to the beach if you want to cross the road. If you need police escort, we'll get that for you so you don't get run over. But again, we talked to you. I talked to you before about being a puppet. This is the master right here. And apparently she has dementia because she can't remember anything that's going on in her brain. Thank you, guys. Everybody here loves Oceano. So sorry for the rude comments, guys.
No clapping. Any further public comment? Being none, we'll close public comment.
If there's a motion and a second, President Villa, to adjourn to closed session. Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Clemens needs to be provided an opportunity to respond. I apologize.
Thank you. So, with respect to the employee that was fired, the mic is on. I will speak to what's been authorized to be released, and on July 22nd, 2022, our auditors found suspicious activity in the leave balance. So when that happens, that's just what it is, suspicious activity. You have to figure out why it happened. And that's what our staff did. They performed an internal investigation into that suspicious activity. Less than a month later, once it was confirmed that those transactions were inappropriate, the employee was placed on administrative leave and given their due process. Again, less than a month later, in September of 2022, the employee was terminated. That is not covering anything up. That is taking care of business. Then, further suspicious transactions were found after the employee left. So, again, an internal investigation was launched and brought to the board in closed session in November of 2022, a month and a half after it was first discovered. There's no dragging feet there. That's taking care of business. And the board authorized not a bookkeeper, a forensic auditor, to look into the specific transactions to see if what our internal investigation was true. And we were waiting for that internal certified fraud investigator to complete his report before we reported anything back to the board. So the board was never kept in the dark. The board knew in November 2022. And that report was finished in August 2023 and 3 days later turned over to the district attorney and we're cooperating with the investigation. So this false narrative has to be put to bed. And that's what I'm doing right now. Now, in response to the complaints that have made this list of laundry list, most of it I can explain is simply doing my job. But it's important that the truth be shared about the abuse, the harassment, the retaliation, and the hostile work environment that both I and other staff and board members have had to endure since Director Varney and Director Joyce Sunnison were seated on this board. This will give context to the complaints regarding my actions. I'll start with the number of emails I received from board members. Since he's been on the board, Director Varney has sent over 150 emails to me on various occasions. This is over 5 times more than President Villa, the next closest board member. And many of her emails are likely proxy emails at the behest of Director Varney. Director Varney doesn't understand that I work for the board as a whole and not for him individually. And he has demanded in his emails that I do something for him that the board has not authorized. Next are the performance evaluations. My contract calls for annual performance evaluations. In my first 3 years of employment, I received 3 performance evaluations. One of the first actions Director Varney proposed was to water down the district bylaws so that a minority could put whatever they wanted on the board agenda. He then used that power to place a performance review of the general manager on 6 different agendas over the past 4 months, culminating with tonight's item, which includes the possibility of discipline or termination. This is clear harassment. It's also no coincidence that my evaluation tonight was again placed on the agenda 1 meeting after the notice of violation regarding Director Joyce Sunnison was placed on the agenda. This is clear retaliation. And then there's the well-documented anger and personality issues with Director Varney. One of our own board members was stalked and angrily confronted by Director Varney after a board meeting. This frightened her so much that she filed for a restraining order. Unfortunately, this is par for the course with Director Varney. I'll share the following accounts of similar behavior from previous political positions and campaigns. This was from the Santa Maria Times. To the editor, every 4 years, another false prophet seems to come out of the woodwork telling the people of this community how terrible our city is administered. According to the same tiresome pattern, Charles Varney has been making wild, baseless charges of problems which do not exist in an attempt to make issues out of thin air. Also, following the pattern of most demagogues, he attempts to shield his own warped personal agenda from the public by denying things that are a matter of public record. Extremism appears to be his personal credo, and anyone who takes the time to examine his blatant false statements is not fooled. According to published articles in both the Santa Barbara News Press and Santa Maria Times earlier this month, Varney was the leader in raising funds for the city council election. In these same articles, he also denied accepting funds from the Earth Day Coalition. Public records on file with the city clerk reveal that Varney's largest contributor is Carl Samuelson, who just happens to be the guiding light of the local Earth Day Coalition. When you couple an environmental extremist to a frustrated sociology professor who prefers to see the world as he thinks it ought to be rather than how it really is, disaster is not far away. This came from C. Clayton Kyle on October 27, 1992. This could have been written yesterday. Another article in the Santa Maria Times, written by Eric Furpo. At Thursday night's meeting of the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District, Director Charles Varney may have felt like the bullseye in the center of a dartboard. Over the course of 3 hours, Varney was insulted by the audience, flipped off by staff when he wasn't looking, yelled at by fellow board members, and lost his temper more than once in what several called the nastiest board meeting in recent memory. "I didn't know whether to wear a clown outfit or a referee's whistle," said District Secretary Debbie Askew. Well, evidently, Director Varney has brought the circus to Oceano. "Who are you, pal?" a furious red-faced Varney shot back. "I resent the insults from the audience." Later, debate heated up between Rice and Varney, who once again lost his temper over discussion regarding a financial reimbursement policy. "You're trying to milk it for all it's worth," Rice charged with a raised voice. "I'm not trying to milk it for all it's worth," yelled a then-angry Varney, still visibly upset about the fight with Freitas. So Mr. Varney's anger issues were apparent back on September 19, 1998. And finally, on a Santa Maria Times of April 26, 2000, there was a vacant seat in the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District. And in this article about filling that vacant seat, it called Director Varney an oft-hated director. And it said, "Anyway, it's possible the Water Board may have to do business for quite a while with its members, with six members instead of seven. What that means is that where directors can agree, most votes on the board will be 6-0 instead of 7-0. And when there's a disagreement, that'll change to 5-1 against Varney instead of 6-1 against him." So again, a pattern of unreasonableness, those anger issues, and these articles clearly show that his pattern of anger is continued today. It's with this context that my reactions can be understood. Director Varney angrily made baseless and unfactual accusations against myself, my staff, and our legal firm of covering up criminal activity. That's why I strongly defended myself, my staff, and our legal firm against this false narrative. It's Director Varney and Director Joyce Sunnison who need to be disciplined or terminated, not the general manager. I urge your board to censure both directors for their actions and strip them of any committee assignments. Unfortunately, these actions are the only real consequences available to the board until the next election. Thank you.
Thank you. Please refrain yourself from applauding. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clemens.
Since that was pretty much about me, I'll take a few moments to respond. Yes.
Quiet.
Yes, I will respond.
And please be respectful. Listen.
I was elected by the citizens of the city of Santa Maria to serve on the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District. I defeated Dick Adam, a long-term farmer in Santa Maria. And the reason I defeated him is that Dick Adam was one of the leaders to initiate a lawsuit by large agribusiness interests in Santa Maria, most of whom sat as directors on the Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District. I was the first environmentalist ever elected to that district in its history. And Dick Adam was the leader of the group that wanted to file a lawsuit against the city of Santa Maria over groundwater rights, which began the entire Santa Maria groundwater basin adjudication, which continues today and involves this very agency. I was the person who was against that lawsuit. I was the person who tried to argue for settlement of that lawsuit. And I have been a progressive, liberal Democrat my entire life. I was on a board with conservative Republicans, and they hated my guts. Over the 5 years I served, I gained their respect. I headed the Twitchell Sediment Management Committee and made a lot of positive contributions. Yeah, when you speak truth to power, people in power get upset. They get up angry. I came in here to an operation that was Will Clemens' domain, and he didn't want anybody to upset it. He runs this district with a rubber stamp group of directors that never really questioned his positions on things. And even we heard tonight, well, I'm not going to go into that. So these letters don't surprise me. Sure, people were angry at me because I raised questions about the status quo or wanted to make some positive changes, just like people were mad that I wanted to do something about parks and recreation, or I want to have a complete sidewalk to the beach, which we do not have. That's a fact. Unfortunately, Mr. Paz didn't know what he was talking about. And so this is just another attack, Varney, to cover up his own misbehaviors, his own loss of temper. There have been, I very much doubt that I've sent 150 emails to Mr. Clemson. It must be including every email that he sent to me. I have not done anything of any harassing nature or rudeness to any employee of the district. And so it's a, I know how to conduct myself. Sometimes I lose my temper. Yeah, I'm human. I can make a smart aleck remark back. I'm not proud of those moments, but sometimes those moments happen. That's not what this is about tonight. To put the spotlight on me is to take the spotlight off him. And that's what the light is on tonight, and that's what we're talking about here. Remember that.
You're a liar.
Quiet.
All right.
Sorry. He is.
You need to be quiet. Thank you.
Okay, do we go to closed
session? Just President Villa, the board can now make a motion and
and
a second to adjourn to closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Director Varney?
Aye.
President Villa?
Aye.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sunnison?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
So.
So we're going to be in closed session, so if you guys want to go, it's 9 o'clock.
Assume the OCSD meeting.
Thank you, President Villa. The board had no legally reportable action out of closed session, but the board would like to report that with respect to item 14A, the board has provided direction to staff with request to a draft RFP that's to be released for legal services and will be made public later this week. With respect to item 14B, the public employee performance evaluation for Mr. Clemens has been concluded, and the board would like to request that Mr. Clemens provide a definitive date by which he will conclude his employment with the district. And then with respect to item 14C, the board did authorize disclosure of certain confidential information to the county auditor's office. That concludes the report out of closed session. I believe, President Villa, the next item, given the time, is to accept a motion to table items 8A and B on the agenda and items 10A, B, and C on the agenda to the next regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
President Villa?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Aye.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.
So the next item on the agenda is items 12 and 13, future agenda and hearing items. President Villa?
No, for the future agenda item, it would be the finding out the date. I think we need to find out what time.
Certainly.
The retirement date for next meeting.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to put on the agenda a resolution to censure Director Sennison regarding her code of violation. from code enforcement.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Are there any additional future agenda or hearing items?
I'd like to put on the agenda that we censure Director Gibson for her violating of going on social media and causing mayhem.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll add on the harassment with the TRO.
And then we could probably add on all the harassment from Director. I mean, does it have to be current next door harassment, or can we put all of Varney's harassment of me, for one? I have a big file of it, so I might bring that too. If you're going to single out Shirley, she hasn't done anything. She just posted what was going on.
Moved and seconded.
Are there any additional future agenda or hearing items? Okay. Thank you, directors. I think that is the end of the agenda, President Villa. You'll just need a final motion.
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Roll call vote.
President Villa?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Varney?
Yes.
Director Joyce Sennison?
Yes.
And Vice President Gibson?
Yes.